You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. And folks, you want to get the freshest Browns gear, visit the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop from the convenience of your own home, your car, anywhere on the official Browns mobile app. Also, don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop at First Energy Stadium. Time now for us to give you our favorite Browns Steelers memories. And Matt Wilhelm, I'm going to start with you.
You know what? Folks, fans, everybody out there, Browns maniacs, is having played in the NFL, growing up in Cleveland, I was a Browns fan based on geographics. You know, I was a fan of players, so I understand I was a fan of Bernie and Webster Slaughter and Kevin Mack and Eric Metcalf. I truly don't have that Browns Steelers memory to go back to because it's been so long since I really dove into the Browns. But what I will say, what I look forward to is what I'm looking forward to, and a lot like all of you, is you're all referencing Brown Steelers memories from the 80s. You're not referencing Brown Steelers memories from the last decade because it's been so gloom, right? I'm looking forward to my best Brown Steelers memories to be this Sunday and beyond because I'm bought into Coach Mike Pettine. I am bought into this new regime, and I am bought into the players in this locker room to beat the Steelers consistently moving forward. So those are my memories that are the ones that are in the making.
I'll tell you what, if the Browns win this game, it'll instantly become my favorite Brown Steelers memory because I will be going absolutely bananas. But for going into the game, my favorite one, I'm going to take you back to October 5th, 2003, Sunday Night Football. Tim Couch takes the Browns into Pittsburgh. And this was one of my first games in Cleveland. I had just moved to Cleveland, I would say, a year before, 2 years before. I remember being at my wife's parents' house. We were in the basement on the big screen watching this one. And Tim Couch played unbelievably well. He threw for two touchdowns, ran for another before halftime. Tommy Maddox was the quarterback, had three turnovers in the game, and the Browns whooped them 33-13, and it was a must-win game. They got the job done. At one point, I believe, in that one, they had raced out to a big lead, and it was just awesome to watch the Browns get it done, 33-13, and that's what I'd love to see here, but that was definitely my favorite one going into this point, and hopefully we'll get our new favorite one this Sunday. It's time to call your shot here on CBD. Let's go to Pat in Shaker Heights. Pat, welcome.
I'm a Shaker boy, and sadly, I'm working in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Guys,
The kid will love it.
You guys wouldn't realize how dazed and confused they are up here. It is hilarious walking around town and seeing everyone just, they're walking around like they got hit in the head with a baseball bat. They're so out of it. They don't know what to think.
That's great.
But going back to the Browns, you stole my thunder a little bit there. The win in 2003 was definitely the best. I remember I was 13 years old, and they were wearing the orange pants, and that's when they used to do that.
That's right.
White jersey tops. And I don't know if you remember, but Hines Ward left the field early when we were just absolutely just beating them up. And before the clocks even struck zero, he left the field. I remember. I'll never forget that. But this weekend, I see a Browns victory. I think they'll eke it out, and I got 27-20 Browns.
27-20 Browns. We'll take it. Appreciate the call, Pat. Thank you so much. Let's go now to Justin in Findlay. Justin, welcome to CBD on a Call Your Shot Friday. It's Steeler Week.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Great.
Hey, real quick, before I get into all that, I just want to say Matty, you're doing a great job. I was a little worried about the show when Vic was leaving, but you've filled in very well, and I enjoy listening to it every day.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, favorite Browns memory? Again, you guys, hate to be a repeater, but I remember the 03 game so much because my dad and I went out to a buddy at his house, and we were outnumbered probably 6-1 when it came to Steelers versus Browns fans, and we ended up pulling that off, and everyone there was pretty much quiet near the end of the game, obviously. So that was a great game. I remember that. I was probably only about 8 years old during that game, so that was a good one. Definitely got the Browns this weekend. Feeling a strong comeback for the rest of the season, and I'm going to call 31-24 Browns.
31-24 Browns. So everybody likes the Browns by about a touchdown so
yes,
far, which is good. I certainly would like to see it. I know you would as well. Let's go to Rod now in Elyria. Rod, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I think that the Browns have a great shot at winning this game because they've been controlling the line of scrimmage on offense this is the week. If we win the toss, I want to get the ball. I do not want to defer. I don't want my guys to have to go out there. I want a nice long drive, eat up 6, 7, 8 minutes of the clock, and then put the defense on the field.
So you'd want the ball right away. The deferring, though, it seems to have been okay. They did that against the Saints, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That's been the strategy all along. But you want to get out there and have the offense come out and make a statement. And I think right now, though, I do understand that because I have more confidence just based on what we've seen in the offense than the defense thus far.
100%. And I think that's a huge vote of confidence from your head coach in your biggest plus thus far in this football season. That offense and the way that they can grind you and extend plays and extend drives and wear down. And also, too, as we talked about it all week, is that punch in the face. You know, our offense, which is punching everybody, whoever lines up against us in the face, we're scoring 24-plus points in every football game. So far, we've got every caller at 24-plus points. So we know that points are going to be scored, and what better way to put your stamp on a football game and the crowd? How about the crowd on how they would react if Brian Hoyer in this offense marched down the field and got points, or even more so, just scored a touchdown against the Pittsburgh Steelers? That place is going to be bonkers.
Oh, my goodness. It would be so good. That's what we want to see, them just come out and get that done there. And I like that. I don't mind that. I think right now the offense is the side that has the most confidence. I think it's the side that has the most momentum. And I think it would be a good way to start the game. We'll see how that goes, that coin toss, who ends up making that decision, and what way Mike Pettine goes. Maybe he does change it up, because so far he's deferred every time. But now you have an opportunity to say, no, 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 we want the ball. I just think this is my – and this is going to sound crazy, obviously, but I always like – and this comes from my Madden days – I like starting the second half with the ball.
Yeah, sure.
I just like knowing that you get that extra possession the second half, and that, for example, in the game against Tennessee, the fact that the Browns were able to put up 10 unanswered with a touchdown at the end of the first half and then the field goal, you can make a lot of moves there when you have that deferring depending on how things play out.
You're right about that, and I'll tell you one thing, and this is from inside perspective of a defensive locker room, is you don't want a top-tier quarterback like Roethlisberger, Manning, Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, they pride themselves on that two-minute drill. So I'll say this. You look like a genius if you go score first, you know, and you can close the half with the ball in your position, or you go score before half and then give them the ball because you maintain all the momentum. But we're all those great teams, because the Browns can come out like gangbusters and score and go up 17-3, 17-7, whatever it is. But if Roethlisberger gets the ball inside 4 minutes or 2 minutes and goes and scores, and then they get the ball to start the second half, they own the momentum in our stadium and have a high likelihood to go start the second half high and go score. And we're in a tie ball game at that point.
And that's, to me, that's the danger.
Yes.
That's the fear in it. And
back-to-back possessions.
Back-to-back possessions can build a lot of momentum. And you worry about it because, to me, would you rather have the momentum starting in the second half, or would you rather have the momentum starting in the first half?
For this football team, I'd love the momentum in the second half.
Well, that's where we've had it so far, right?
Exactly.
That's how it's been. But I think your point is valid, because you remember back to that Saints game that the Saints scored right at the end of the first half. Now, we had deferred, so the Browns actually got the ball. Now, they didn't score. They didn't do anything with that possession, but they got the ball back as well, you know, to start second. So it wasn't like breeze right at you, right out
exactly.
of the gate.
Exactly. The great quarterbacks make those plays.
Yes, they do. All right, when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a Call Your Shot Friday, as the reigning equipment manager of the year in the National Football League, Brad Mellon, cuts and struts here right in the Browns headquarters. We are going to have a very special guest on the line to break this game down and to keep this show moving along, as we are joined by the voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers when we return, Bill Hillgrove, also the voice of the Pitt Panthers, so he's very familiar with Kaywan Williams and Jabal Sheard. He's with us next on CBD.